Coming up in this week's programme, we'll be looking at the second report by Alan Brough on the Paleo FX 2014, where this time Alan's going to tell us about the products he saw and loved. We'll also be visiting some of your favourite websites, in particular Johnny Bowden's blog, and Alan will be telling us about his favourite book of the week, which is The Walls Protocol by Dr. Terry Walls. Hello and welcome to the Low Carbon Paleo Show. I'm joined in the studio again by my co-presenter, Alan Brough. Alan, how are you this week?
I am great, thank you. Hello everyone, and thank you for listening to this show. I hope we can give you good information again today.
I'm sure we will. So, Alan, you're going to start us off this week with your book and film review on the Walls Protocol by Dr. Terry Walls. Now, didn't you see her last week at the Paleo FX show as well?
Yes, I did meet Dr. Walls, and actually she was kind enough to take a picture of me with and her together.
Is that one of those selfies that you see in the newspaper?
No, it was a picture of her holding my book and me holding her book, which was very kind of her to do that, because...
Yeah, that's sweet.
You know, so that was last week. This week I got to rest a little bit and recuperate from all this craziness. I'm still absorbing all of this, and I'm kind of, you know, writing a couple of articles here and there on that for different websites. So it's been better this week. It's been nice.
Excellent. So what are you going to tell us about Dr. Wall's book?
If you remember what I said last week, I was at her talk at Paleo FX 2014, and I was knowledgeable about her first book, which is what I use as a guide to help a friend of mine that has MS. Mm-hmm. But I was very curious to see what she had to say in the second book, which is basically the first book plus 3 more years of research and refining the protocol. So this particular book, this newest version, is the actual step-by-step guidance on how to help. Now, we need to be very clear. We cannot claim to heal. Mm. Because only doctors are allowed to heal. So she can claim it because she's an MD, but mm-hmm. I cannot say it.
Okay.
So basically helping patients with MS to get better and to regain their mobility and get healthier. So she's tested this protocol on herself. Mm-hmm. And it was very successful because she went from a wheelchair to stand up actually longer than me when during an event. I mean, she would stand up the whole night with her friends, and... I had to sit down a couple of times because I was tired. So the protocol is the breakdown and very clear explanations on how one should follow the diet to help get better on an MS. It's amazing. And it really confirms my long-term health impression that the quality of the food and the quantity has an enormous influence on your health.
Have you read Dr. Wall's book, by the way?
I've started to read the newest one, yes. I read the first one, and I'm about 3-4 chapters into the new one.
So then, from what you've read so far, Alan, on her new book, is it one that you'd like to recommend to other people?
I would especially recommend to people suffering from MS that are open to the idea that eating the right kind of food to feed your mitochondria and basically allow your cell to work the way they're supposed to work. Mm. When we eat the wrong kind of foods or the bad kind of foods, for that matter, well, basically, we're clogging up our system. We are preventing ourselves from doing their work, which is not only to generate energy, but also to help rebuild your body every few weeks. Mm. Your body is constant regeneration.
Yeah.
But if you clog it up by eating too many omega-6 versus omega-3s, omega-6s tend to clog up cells, make them more stiffer and less permeable. Mm-hmm. So they are not allowed to expel toxins, for example. Mm-hmm. If you're not feeding your cells properly, the internal engine of each cell, which is the mitochondria, the power center of each cell. Mm. And if you're not feeding that with the proper fuel, which should be coming from your food, then your cells starts to literally break down and die. And this is why we have so many problems with immune disease, because when you have your body trying to protect itself from outside influence like proteins that do not belong in your body, it creates inflammation, and then it creates MS is nothing but an autoimmune disease. It's basically attacking itself and eating the shield that surrounds your nerves, and it's eating away at that shield. Think of it as an electric wire that's surrounded by this plastic. Well, you have a rat eating at it, and eventually if the rat gets to the wire, it's gonna fry itself. But what happens in our case is when your immune system is eating away at that shield, what happens is that all of a sudden the signals are going all over the place. There's literally wrong connections. And so your brain is sending a certain signal to your muscles, but in the process, because the shields are damaged, then the signal gets lost, you know, here and there, and doesn't get to the muscles. So all of a sudden, you're not able to walk, or you're not able to bring your hand to your mouth, or you're not able to do all those fine motor skills that we use every day without thinking, right? So, I mean, to me, it just completely makes sense, you know, to think that way. If you imagine yourself going deeper and deeper into cells and then see how they operate and how our body operates, everything she says in the book makes complete sense to me.
Excellent.
But for that, I have to also explain that for that to happen, you have to be open to the idea. Unfortunately, a lot of clients, a lot of sick people still rely very heavily on your regular Western-style medicine doctor that typically have no knowledge whatsoever of nutrition, and they'll typically their job is to prescribe medication and nothing else. You will have to find the type of doctor, maybe a naturopath doctor or an alternative nutritionist that will actually be able to work with you and fit a diet to your needs. And this is what I've done with my friend last year, and she's doing better this year thanks to this program.
Excellent.
So I highly recommend it, but also I recommend you open your mind to the possibilities of doing that. And besides, it can't hurt you. It's not a drug, it's food. And food, no matter what, food is food.
Yeah.
There's no side effect, there's no toxic side effect or anything. So it doesn't hurt to give it a try, at least a good try.
No, that's very true. That's very true. Excellent. So, the Walls Protocol by Dr. Terry Walls is on your list of must-reads for people who have got any type of MS or...
Absolutely. It's actually on my reading right now.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, one of the websites that we'd like to draw your attention to this week is Johnny Bowden's blog. Now, some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not. Whatever your position there, it's one of those places that you really owe it to yourself to visit. Now, Johnny, I've got to say, is one of those people that you either like or you don't. I personally like him. I think he's a great guy. I think he's one of low-carbon paleo's good guys. There aren't that many around. Although, according to what Alan was saying, there were at least 150 good guys at the Paleo FX this year.
Right, right. When I started studying nutrition, his books were on the required study list, so I'm a big fan of Johnny.
Well, the thing I like about Johnny and his blog and website is he just tells it like it is. He doesn't shilly-shally around. He doesn't try and appeal to, you know, the popular idea of what either low-carb or paleo should be. He just tells it like it is. And that is something I personally appreciate very much. So, if you want some good, solid advice that has been gleaned over quite a long career in low-carb, comparatively, then Johnny Bowden's blog is the place to go. So it's johnnybowdenblog.com. You'll find out all about his books and anti-aging, so many good, decent articles about things that affect the lives of low-carbers and paleo adherents across the board. johnnybowdenblog.com. So, Alan, and I know you had a great time at the Paleo FX. I think I probably said that too many times already, but There were, apart from speakers, there were some products that you found now. And I know you told us about one last week. That was Bulletproof, wasn't it? The coffee.
Right. Bulletproof was the one that basically kept me going all through those 3 days. As a recap, it's a coffee that has been developed by a gentleman called Dave Asprey. He's some kind of big shot from Silicon Valley, and he's one of those kind of guys that experiment on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years back, he was in the Himalaya climbing the Mount Everest there. And at the end of the day, he came to a stop and he was exhausted. And he was given tea, mm-hmm. you know, hot tea, but with it was mixed yak butter.
Yeah.
And he was amazed how much more energy he had after drinking that tea.
Mm. Mm.
So couple of years later, he had some kind of a click in his mind, and he adapted that to a coffee drink. So the coffee itself is raised according to his own requirements. And also an important fact, which they made sure to let me know, is that they make sure that the coffee is not molded.
Okay.
Apparently, they claim that other commercial coffee tends to mold. You know, they are left to dry, supposedly.
Mm.
And because they do such high volumes, they typically mold gets into the product. And so you end up ingesting some mold with your coffee when you drink your coffee in the morning.
Mm. Yeah.
I know it's probably not a whole lot, but some people are highly sensitive to that.
That's true. Yeah, they are.
So his coffee is dark roasted, tastes great, and to that you add either grass-fed butter or mm-hmm. ghee, and or if you want to go one step further, you can add coconut oil, which contains medium-chain fatty acid, which is very good for energy and increasing your metabolism. So the coffee not only is an energy drink by itself, it's also a way to, in its own way, to lose weight because it accelerates your metabolism.
The practice of adding coconut milk or butter to coffee or any hot drink has been quite well known in low-carb circles for quite a while.
Right.
The main reason for that is that when you're in ketosis, you get your energy from fat.
Yes.
Rather than from carbs or the food you digest, it comes more from fat.
Yes, so yes.
If you're eating fat, then that's a great source of energy. I know sometimes in the morning, if I'm feeling a bit low, I'll go and have a hunk of fatty cheese.
Okay.
You know, within a few minutes, energy levels are restored. You know, it's a bit like sort of plugging in a Duracell or something like that. It's that
typically
quick.
People go for some kind of a cookie or something sugary, right?
Yeah,
but it makes sense. You get the protein and long time energy from the fat and the protein.
It works really well. So Bulletproof coffee is something that doesn't surprise me at all. It sounds like a damn good idea, and if it's a nice coffee, then I'm all for it.
Well, you know, sometimes some of the best ideas are old ideas that are just revamped and remarketed.
Yeah,
a different way, right?
Yeah,
it's just Another product I liked very much was a bar. It's one of the two bars that I liked, actually. No, three bars, actually. I'm sorry. This one, I couldn't help it, but the ladies presenting it, they were attractive young ladies, and one of them was French.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was American, but married to a Swiss guy. And they came up with the idea of creating a paleo bar. The name of it is Yawp. Yawp.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's a take from the Texan yup or if what the source of it. I forgot to ask. But then when I was preparing for this, it's like, what does it mean? Well, it seems to come from a quotation from a writer.
Mm-hmm. So what does what mean then?
Well, it comes from a quote from Walt Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
In the book Leaves of Grass, and the quote goes, "I too am not a bit tamed. I too am not untranslatable. I sound my barbaric yop over the roofs of the world."
Okay.
So that's where the name comes from. And the take of this is that it's a great product. It's a paleo product, so there's no grain, no added sugar. The natural sugar is coming from date. It's low in carbs, 13 grams per bar.
Yeah.
It contains 7 grams of protein. The favorite part for me is that it's dehydrated, so it's a dry product. It's not, technically, it's not a raw product because they dehydrated at over the right temperature. But it's a very crunchy, think of it as kind of a sort of paleo cookie, but crunchy.
Okay.
But it's in the form of a bar, so it's about, I would say, 3 ounces in weight, and it's, you know, for on the go, it's a very good bar. It's a slightly different way to get your protein than the other two bars that we'll talk about.
Okay.
But it's a, think of it as a kind of a dessert bar.
Okay. I mean, I'm always a bit suspicious of bars and things like that. I mean, I like to steer people towards proper food rather than manufactured food. So, I mean,
well, those you could say that those are proper food in the sense that they do contain nuts, and they have seeds, organic sunflower seeds, organic sesame seeds, organic dates, organic almonds, Himalayan sea salt, which we talked about earlier. Cinnamon to help you burn the sugar or absorb the sugar better, and organic coconut as well. So they're all organic ingredients, but they're definitely not animal-based products as you would think. For example, the other two bars that we'll talk about are definitely animal-based.
Okay. So, I mean, as far as you're concerned, it's a good healthy bar.
It's a good product. You should think of it as more of a kind of afternoon snack, more than meal supplements, for example. Or if you want to combine, you can combine the two, the animal-based protein bar with the other one as being the dessert, sort of. Although I typically don't encourage that kind of eating. I prefer to suggest fresh food, but you know, everyone is on a rush, so this is one way to take care of that.
So it's a sort of standby. If you can't, if you don't have time to eat properly, then it's just something you can grab.
Right. It could be that, or you could just have a little Ziploc bag full of almonds or cashew nuts and just eat that with a date or two, and that would be probably a lot cheaper, I suspect.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I do. I have a Tupperware box on the counter in the kitchen, which I just top up with sort of different types of mixed nuts and the odd square of chocolate. You know, I mean, I'll probably pick a handful of those out during the day in total.
As long as you don't go nuts of it.
Yes, he did say that.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
That's okay.
Okay, moving along.
Yes, why not?
Moving
The other two bars you were talking about.
Well, the next product is one of my favorite real protein food bar. It's called Epic Bars, and it's made with organic grass-fed beef, bison, turkey, and lamb. So you have a choice of four different bars. And have you heard of the old or traditional Indian portable meal called pemmican?
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's what it is. It's just a modern version of pemmican. So they mix the meat with either nuts or berries. Also, the main part is the protein from the meat, and then you have an addition of almonds or walnuts or cranberries, you know, to kind of sweeten it a little bit. My all-time favorite, my personal favorite, is the Bison Bacon Cranberry Bar.
The Bison Bacon Cranberry Bar.
Doesn't sound great?
It does sound really nice, actually. In fact, I'm feeling hungry now.
The flavor is fantastic, and you have that little extra zing from the cranberry at the end. It's really it's really nice. So it's kind of chewy.
Yeah.
It's not moist like soft, but it's kind of it's not a hard ball either. It's kind of in between. Yeah. So it's slightly firm. And then the other ones are the turkey almond cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the beef habanero cherry.
That sounds nice.
And the last one is very English, lamb, currant, and mint.
That sounds quite tasty too, yeah.
And I tasted all of them, and even though the bison is my favorite, they all taste great. And it's to me, it definitely qualifies as the real protein bar.
Okay. Now, where can we get these from?
Well, in America, you can find them pretty much at any food health food store. Mm-hmm. I know that here in Austin, Whole Foods and Central Market and People's Pharmacy, we they all carry it, but I haven't gone to the regular grocery stores to see if they carry it. It's still, even though it is a great product, it's somewhat pricey, and it's almost, very targeted to either low carb or paleo people, because you feel like a real caveman when you're tearing through that piece of bison.
It sounds nice, actually. They do even sound nice, I must admit. So those are the food. Any other products that you want to tell us about?
Okay, well, I have one more bar, and then I have a very interesting take on the toothpaste. And this was a big surprise for me because, as I mentioned before, typically bugs tend to gross me out.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this bar, which the name is EXO, so EXO, mm-hmm. protein bars, is made out of a bug. Do you want to try to guess which kind of bug?
Mealybugs.
No.
All right. Another nice, tasty, meaty bug actually is locusts.
Okay, it's close enough. Cricket.
Crickets.
Cricket.
Well, you get some big crickets, they're the same.
Yeah. So it's made of cricket flour.
Cricket
and
flour.
Yes, you heard that right. So basically, they when they experimented with it, they ordered live crickets, and then they baked them until they were nice and dry, and then they processed them into a flour, or grind them up into a flour, and then started mixing them up with other ingredients, and they came up with this bar. well, I know it sounds weird, but I tasted them. I was a little cautious about it. I tasted them, and it tastes good. You can tell there's cricket in there. It's not chirping or anything, so you don't. And if they don't tell you, you'll never know.
No,
because taste-wise, it's there's no flavor. Why cricket? You may have heard that actually there's a new interest in eating bugs as a source of protein.
Yeah, well, that's a traditional food in many parts of the world, isn't it?
It is, but in the modern world, in our, in America, it's the new thing right now. There's actually, as I understand, there's a restaurant in New York City that does only that, serves only different kind of bugs, either live or not. I honestly, I don't want to even think about it. But in this case, what I liked about it is that crickets contain almost 70%, twice as much protein than beef.
Really?
Yet, it takes only 20% of the energy and the land use and the water use for double the amount of protein. So on the environmental side, it's a fantastic way to get your protein at a low cost to the environment.
Now, I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
And as a chef, as long as the product tastes great, why not?
Yeah.
It doesn't bug me.
So that's two bad puns you've had in this program.
I guess I'm in better form today. So in this case, I like the idea that it's got more protein than beef. It has more iron than spinach, more calcium than milk, and it contains all the 9 essential amino acids our body needs to stay healthy.
And this is all from the crickets?
All that from a cricket, yeah. So if you go to exo.com, they will explain you everything about why it's actually a good way to get your protein and help the environment in the process. Ooh. So you better help to it.
Oh, no.
Actually, it's sold typically in health food stores. It's not as widely sold as Epic, for example. But mm-hmm. I'm sure they've had great coverage in the press, New York Times, and was it USA News and all that. So they've definitely have a lot of interest in their products. So go to exo.co, as in company, mm-hmm. and you will get all the information from them.
Okay, well, with all that thought of eating crickets, maybe some people want to clean their teeth. Now, you were talking earlier about a paleo or a natural toothpaste?
Okay, the name of the product is called Give Me Dirt Toothpaste. Give Me the Dirt Toothpaste. And it's a couple of young folks that are absolutely charming. And I really connected with them right away. I actually went there because I noticed they had a bunch of oranges on their stand. And I needed to grab a snack. So I asked their permission to grab an orange. And they said, of course. But you'll have to take the toothpaste taste. And I say, well, okay, what am I supposed to do? They say, well, you use the toothpaste, outer space, and then you drink orange juice. So typically, if you drink orange juice after brushing your teeth, you have a very bad taste in your mouth, right?
Mm, yeah.
Where in this case, after brushing my teeth with their product, I had no aftertaste whatsoever, none.
Okay.
Okay, so the way the product works, it's a powder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not your typical out of a tube. It's a little jar with the powder, and the powder is made from extra fine bentonite clay,
mm-hmm.
which is not abrasive.
No.
And then they flavor it, of course, if you try to eat it, I mean, use it straight, it'd probably be kind of difficult. But to flavor it, they add cinnamon, baking soda, myrrh gum, nutmeg, sweet orange, and cardamom.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is grind together. So what you do, you dip your toothbrush in water, you shake mm-hmm. off the water, you dip your toothbrush in the powder, and then you brush your teeth with it.
Okay.
And the flavor you get is basically from the spices, and there's no aftertaste. You can even swallow it, because from other products that I've come across, I've learned that clay is also a good way to absorb radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people, for example, on the West Coast, they're concerned about getting radiation from the Japanese reactor, well, some mm-hmm. of that radiation is coming to the West Coast of America. So some people are concerned about it. So I was told by a different product that one of the best way to eliminate the radiation is to take in a teaspoon of bentonite clay,
mm-hmm.
dissolve in water, and just drink it straight, and it will bind and help eliminate the radiation from your body.
All right. Mm.
So in this case, you can actually swallow the toothpaste and you'll be fine. There's no glycerin and no xylitol, which typically you find in most, no high fructose corn syrup and none of that stuff, which mm-hmm. all of them are genetically engineered anyway. So
yeah,
it may be dirt, but you don't feel dirty after you brush your teeth.
That's excellent. That's not something I would have thought of using. I mean, I used to eat mud pies as a kid, but
Wow. The website is givemethedirt.com, mm-hmm. and they're a very nice young couple. And actually, I got a job for myself because I'm about to run out of my regular toothpaste, so I figure I might as well just use it.
Yeah, ideal. Well, once you've used it for a month or so, perhaps you'd like to come back and give us a report on how you found it.
Absolutely, yes.
Excellent. Okay, here's a quick shout out to people who've liked our Facebook page. We've got Tyler Braithwaite, Neil Rasmussen, G. Marie Saminsin Gense, Meredith Entin, Lyra Blankentor, Nini Alice, Audrey Bro.
And we'd like to thank Roland Thomas, Faith Watkins, Tom Wilmore, Rick Furley, Alison Long Wegner, Cecilia Nesty, Melissa Adams, and Eduardo Lopez.
And our thanks go out to Sherry Wayne, Susan Bolden, Karen Betts, Katie Gosnell, and Sherry Godwin.
And thank you for Amy Bradfield, Cheryl Canati, Joanne Irizarry, hello Joanne, Muriel Kalita, Tom Emanway, and Akim Timmerman.
And our thanks go out to Alita Averbook, April Garcia, Patricia Thixton, Lily Wilson, Beth Pierce, Heather Jacobson, and Ho Bing Lo.
And let's not forget Ruth Noel, LT Wheeler, Carmen Meyer, Thong Pam, Lily Wilson, and Kerry Curtis. Thank you very much again.
Don't forget to tell all your friends to come and like it too. Well, that's all we've got time for this week. We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Low Carb Paleo Show. There'll be more great stuff again for you next week. So it's goodbye from me, Mark Moxham.
And thank you, Mark. And thank you all for listening. A votre santé from Alain Bro.
Goodbye.